Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Broon.
Adrian Broon, who comes to us from Manhattan in New York City. And let's kick off with the Trump visit, fresh after cracking eggs in Brussels. Trump, of course, is now commenting on the British way of things. Adrian, good morning.
Right. Good morning. So President Trump, fresh from breaking eggs in Brussels, was back in form in Britain, telling a newspaper that Prime Minister Theresa May was mishandling the Brexit talks. Now, if May persists in seeking a so-called self-exit from the European Union, Trump reportedly told the tabloid The Sun that she can forget about a separate pact with the United States. He described her approach with the EU as, quote, very unfortunate, saying that a trade deal with the U.S., quote, will probably not be made, unquote. Now, he had much warmer words for Boris Johnson, who just quit as foreign minister in an open break with Theresa May. Johnson, Trump said, would, quote, make a great prime minister, unquote. Now, earlier in the day, Trump said that NATO allies had agreed to his demand for a significant increase in military spending, but other leaders offered differing accounts. Trump earlier called allies delinquent in their military spending and urged them to move to more than double their expenditures. He also accused Germany of being, quote, captive to Russia because it's getting so much of its energy from Russia, unquote. Now, Chancellor Angela Merkel, who grew up under Soviet domination, issued a polite rejoinder saying that the now unified Germans can make their own policies and their own decisions. Trump did, in the end, sign the 23-page NATO declaration, which is critical of Russia, and he did that before his scheduled visit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. Now, I have for you two clips. The first is Trump on his version of things going or how things went at NATO. And then I have a statement from EU President Donald Tusk before the summit saying Trump that needs to be aware of his allies. So here you go.
Tremendous amount of progress today. It's been about, at a minimum, they estimate, and they're going to be giving you exact, numbers. But since last year, they've raised an additional $33 billion that's been put up by the various countries, not including the United States. And the United States commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong, but primarily because everyone, the spirit they have, the amount of money they're willing to spend, the additional money that they will be putting up has been really, really amazing to see it. To see the level of spirit in that room is incredible. And I hope that we're going to be able to get along with Russia. I think that we probably will be able to. The people in the room think so, but they really stepped up their commitment and stepped it up like they never have before. So we.
The Emmy Awards have been announced. Netflix leading the way. I'm going with The Handmaid's Tale.
Right. Well, I don't know. It's anybody's game.
Yeah.
It's kind of a new era for the Emmys because the streaming service Netflix led the way with 112 nominations when they were announced on Thursday, which snapped HBO's 12-year streak of being the most nominated network for TV's most coveted prize. So you could be right. Although HBO's Games of Thrones led all the other series with 22 nominations, followed by Saturday Night Live, which is, of course, on NBC, and the futuristic Westworld, which is also on HBO. Each of those had 21, and, of course, your fave, The Handmaid's Tale only had 20. Now, the awards will be handed out September 17th. But Netflix Ascension is one that Hollywood has sort of been anticipating. The streaming service puts out new shows at sort of like a head-spinning pace and spends plenty of money to make them. It will spend up to $8 billion on content this year compared with HBO's $2.5 billion. So now the second, like I said, Game of Thrones is still the fave, but you could be right again because The Handmaid's Tale, which came out in April, is feeling increasingly relevant to many left-leaning Emmy voters, especially with our new Supreme Court justice nomination. So you never know what politics and television is going to do, I guess.
And South African school Elon Musk blasts the billionaire status.
Yeah, on Twitter Tuesday, the eccentric entrepreneur complained that the media's use of the term is about a billionaire is almost always meant to devalue and denigrate the subject. So he hates being called a billionaire, apparently. His outburst came shortly after officials in Thailand decided not to use the, quote, kid-sized submarine he sent to aid the rescue of 12 boys and their soccer coach from the flooded cavern. So now the gesture by Musk, who is worth about $20 billion, drew mixed reactions, with detractors accusing the tycoon of exploiting the situation and using it as an opportunistic publicity stunt. Can't win them all.
Can't win them all. Thank you.
Elon Musk.
Thank you, Adrian, for your time on Cape Talk.